This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
Yes, and hello, I'm Rob. Feifei, what are you doing?
I'm making a cake. A chocolate cake, obviously.
Why are you making a chocolate cake?
It's Helen's birthday. What's wrong with that, Rob?
Well, for a start, we're in a radio studio, not a kitchen. Also, you've only got 5 minutes before she arrives. And you're putting salt in the cake mix, not sugar?
Oops.
Oh, I don't know. It's a recipe for disaster.
A recipe for disaster? No, look. It's a recipe for a chocolate cake, Rob.
Well, that might be. But a recipe for disaster means a combination of things that will, at some point, go wrong and cause harm, damage, or in this case, humiliation. In other words, it will end in trouble.
So the phrase isn't about cooking. Oh dear, Rob, this wasn't the recipe I wanted to follow.
No. Let's hear some examples of this phrase in action, and we can work out how to limit the damage.
My doctor says drinking too much, not exercising enough, and having a stressful job are a recipe for disaster. He says I might die young.
I'm not looking forward to the party. Having my wife and ex-girlfriend in the same room will be a recipe for disaster.
Watch out on the road tonight. All that rain followed by freezing temperatures is a recipe for disaster.
So put another way, a recipe for disaster is a phrase that means someone's actions will result in things going badly wrong. So what problem is my cake making going to cause, Rob?
Well, can't you see there's cake mix on the table? The cake won't be ready in time and it'll taste disgusting with all that salt in it.
Oh, calm down. Do you want to taste the cake mix?
Oh, go on then. Actually, it's not too bad. And there's not much mess. OK, perhaps it's not a disaster. But maybe we shouldn't give it to Helen. Shall we just keep it for later?
Ha ha. It looks like this has been a recipe for success.
For once, Feifei, you might be right. Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.